visiting teaching message, willing to bear one another's burdens. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the purpose of Relief Society prepare daughters of God for the blessings of eternal life? We are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness, said President Thomas S. Monson. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth, with the mandate to serve and to lift His children. He is dependent upon each of us. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, said, "A great change began in your heart when you came into the church. You made a covenant, and you received a promise that began changing your very nature. You promised that you would help the Lord make others' burdens light, and He comforted. You were given the power to help lighten those loads when you received the gift of the Holy Ghost." We want to use the light of the gospel to see others as the Savior does, with compassion, hope, and charity, said Jean B. Bingham, Relief Society General President. The day will come when we will have a complete understanding of others' hearts and will be grateful to have mercy extended to us, just as we extend charitable thoughts and words to others. Our obligation and privilege is to embrace improvement in everyone as we strive to become more like our Savior. As we bear one another's burdens and keep our covenants, we open the way for Jesus Christ to heal others. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, "Considering the incomprehensible cost of the crucifixion and atonement, I promise you, He is not going to turn His back on us now. When He says to the poor in spirit, 'Come unto me,' He means He knows the way out and He knows the way up. He knows it because He has walked it. He knows the way because He is the way." Additional scriptures and information: Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, chapter 18, verses 8 through 9, reliefsociety.lds.org. Consider this. How does helping bear the burdens of others and keeping our covenants open the way for Jesus Christ to heal those in need? End of visiting teaching message, Willing to Bear One Another's Burdens, read by Jane Wise.